The nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau has released its semi-annual report on the Fraud, Waste, and Mismanagement Hotline. This report was released as Report Number 21-11 on July 30, 2021. The following is the report summary. As required by Section 1394, paren 1, paren BR, with statutes, the Legislative Audit Bureau operates a toll-free hotline at 1-877-FRAUD-17 that allows the public and individuals within state government to confidentially report alleged fraud, waste, and mismanagement. Callers may remain anonymous, and the Bureau is statutorily required to protect their identities even when other information is made public. We highlight the activity of the Bureau's Fraud, Waste, and Mismanagement Hotline for the period from January 1, 2021 through June 30, 2021, including the 45 state-related reports we received. We also describe our review of the multiple unemployment insurance or UI program issues reported to the hotline from January through June 2021, including our analysis of benefit appeal timeliness. We received a total of 61 reports from January 1, 2021 through June 30, 2021. We note that 45 of the 61 hotline reports, or 73.8%, were state-related. The majority of such reports pertain to concerns about alleged agency mismanagement. As of June 30, 2021, we had resolved 31 of the 45 state-related reports we received. As of July 1, 2021, 14 of the 45 state-related reports remained under review. From January through June 2021, we received a total of 30 reports to the hotline pertaining to the unemployment insurance program. The UI program is administered by the Department of Workforce Development, or DWD. Individuals who contacted the hotline often reported multiple issues. The 30 reports to the hotline included a total of 53 issues, including benefit payment delays, call center effectiveness, and appeals timeliness. We found that DWD did not comply with certain federal regulations for timely appeals. We reviewed the appeals timeliness data DWD reported to the federal government. We found that DWD had not complied with federal regulations because it did not resolve appeal decisions in a timely manner from June 2020 through May 2021. This was consistent with the appeal delays that individuals reported to the hotline. We compared appeal determination data reported by Wisconsin to that of other Midwestern states, each of which administers its own UI program under the laws and regulations of that state. Wisconsin's performance ranked third among the five Midwestern states that we reviewed for May 2021. Among the 45 states and territories that reported appeals data in May 2021, DWD's percentage of appeal determinations made within 45 days ranked slightly above the median. Only two of these 45 states and territories were in compliance with federal requirements for issuing appeals decisions in a timely manner. DWD indicated that it added staff in early 2021 to address the increase in appeals filed. However, more than 14,500 appeals were awaiting a decision in May 2021. In July 2021, we recommended that DWD report by September 16, 2021 to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee on its plan to achieve compliance and the status of appeals as of August 31, 2021. DWD is implementing an IT modernization project. 2021 Wisconsin Act 4 directed DWD to begin an information technology or IT UI modernization project and to report on the status of these efforts to certain legislative committees. We reviewed DWD's March and April 2021 reports on the status of its IT modernization project. We found that DWD solicited proposals to identify a vendor to implement cloud-based communication enhancements, which resulted in a June 2021 contract for these services. According to the contract, DWD anticipates the vendor will begin work on implementing new communication enhancements in August 2021. In June 2021, DWD also issued a request for proposals to develop a new UI benefit payment process information system. DWD is currently evaluating the proposals. DWD will provide its next update to the legislature on the status of the IT modernization project in July 2021 and then quarterly thereafter. To view the text of this and other publications from the Nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau, please visit our website at www.legis.wisconsin.gov/lab.